Around 24 Juneau residents, many in rubber boots and ice cleats, turned out for Blueprint Downtown's second public walking tour. A collaboration between the city and a few private partners, Blueprint's goal is to create a community vision for downtown Juneau. Leading the way was Paul Volkers, president of MRV Architects and vice chairman of the Juneau Planning Commission. This tour was meant to focus on vehicles, parking, and pedestrians. But along with some talk of confusing crosswalks, Volkers let the conversation return to a touchier subject broached the week before.
Okay, hey guys, one of the things that frankly we get a lot of comment on is both the reality and the perception of vagrancy and risk.
The group stopped at the intersection of South Franklin Street and Admiral Way, a sort of unofficial border between year-round businesses and shops that cater to tourists in the warmer months and stay shuttered through the winter. Juneau Police Officer Ken Cologne was along for the tour. He said that part of town is considered unsafe by some, in part due to the homeless population that tends to gather there. Cologne said many downtown shop owners do their part to be good neighbors, when they're around. The problem, as he sees it, is the lack of business outside tourist season.
We do have owners who they will sometimes go out their way and work with those individuals, knowing that they're down on their luck. So that if that existed, that 12-month period existed where you had every establishment functioning the way it ought to be, we wouldn't have that problem or eyesore that I hear on a habitual basis.
MJ Grandy has lived in Juneau since 1983 and works downtown along the route of the walking tour. She called for compassion.
These people that we're afraid of are our neighbors. They are deserving of respect, of recognition, of interaction. Hiding away or spreading the little, oh, it's scary, serves no benefit to our community in any aspect.
The group continued on its way, and so will the conversation. The next tour will take up cultural identity, sustainability, and the environment. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.